Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Britain's Prince Andrew is back in the headlines again over his relationship with the late convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And in a pre-trial hearing in the United States yesterday, lawyers for Prince Andrew described allegations of sexual assault filed in the US court as baseless, non-viable and potentially unlawful. With more on this, I'm joined now on the phone by Professor Kate Williams, a royal historian. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Claire.
So Prince Andrew has already said he never met Virginia Giuffre, and his lawyers are coming out strongly against the allegations as a whole. But they're also arguing about the way he was served these papers.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. Prince Andrew has always said he never met her, even saying it wasn't even his hand in that photo of Andrew and Virginia together. He didn't know her. He had no contact with her. And we understand it to be the case that her lawyers tried to deal with his lawyers, personally, but they wouldn't engage. So she was left with no choice but to bring this lawsuit in the US against him. And obviously, when you have a lawsuit against you, the papers need to be given to you. And most of us, we answer the door, the papers are given to us. But Andrew's lawyers have said that the papers weren't served to him. He said that even though they were emailed to him, they were posted to him, they were given to his protection officers, that none of these people had the authorization to take his parcels and his parcels and his post. And really, essentially what we're seeing is apparently what according to the lawyer Lisa Bloom, is always what the rich do. They say, oh no, you can't serve me. My housekeeper can't take it. My servants can't take it. My protection office can't take it. But in the end, I think the judge yesterday in the pre-trial hearing, by which the lawyers were hoping to get it thrown out and say that Andrew wasn't correctly served, the judge said, well, no, I think what is happening is that he was served. It was emailed, it was given to him, plenty of ways by which it was given to him. And simply the case, I think the judge is really saying at present that the case is going to have to go ahead. Because otherwise what we're saying is that those of us who can dodge being served won't be served, and therefore the wealthy are above the law.
Mm-hmm. So that argument's happening over the technical matter. What did his lawyers have to say about the substance of the civil case that he's accused of sexual assault?
Well, the lawyers say that it's baseless. The lawyers say he's innocent. The lawyers say he didn't meet her. I believe there was some kind of effort to claim he had diplomatic immunity, but obviously that is not the case. In the periods in which he is accused of meeting her, he was not on royal business, whether or not we give him diplomatic immunity or not. And so essentially what I think Virginia Giuffre's lawyers will now be doing is really trying to get hold of call logs, diary logs, security, the logs of Andrew's security, Andrew's police protectors. That's what they'll be trying to get hold of to prove that he was in the right place at the right time, even though he claims he was, as we know from the Newsnight interview, he said he was at Pizza Express in Woking, but Woking is not far from Mayfair, so he could have easily gone from Pizza Express to Mayfair. So I think Andrew is in a lot of hot water now, and he's tried to dodge it, he's tried to dive it, but it does look as if eventually Miss Giuffre is going to have her day in court.
And there's also an argument about a separate settlement signed by Virginia Giuffre, that his lawyers, Prince Andrew's lawyers, they are arguing that this agreement has a bearing on this case.
Well, yes, they are arguing that, and there's various arguments that they're marshalling. I mean, these lawyers that Andrew's got are, you know, the best of the best. He has a lawyer who dealt with the extradition of Pinochet. They are that, you know, he's got a crack team here that are obviously charging him or fortunes, whoever is paying the bill. But simply, I think that the judge is probably going to take a view on that. But I think what the judge is probably going to say is that document is probably a separate document, and this is not invalidated by her case against Andrew. And I think what we also have to remember is that we hope that Ghislaine Maxwell is going to go on trial at some point this year. Hopefully we're going to get to see a trial in this October, this autumn, unless her lawyers try and stop it. And that could be very, very, very revelatory as well, because obviously Miss Maxwell was the person who Virginia accuses of giving her to Andrew.
So how likely is it, Kate, that Prince Andrew will travel to the United States and face his accuser in court?
I think that's not going to happen. I think there's no way that Andrew is going to travel to the United States. There's no way he's travelling outside of the country at the moment, because if he travels to the United States, the FBI will immediately ask him questions. So he won't go to the United States. We I think what's more likely is we will have lawyers representing him in court, whether by Zoom or whether in person. But it does seem to me as if the lawyers are trying their best to get this thrown out. They obviously aren't going to settle behind the scenes, which is what we might expect people in the situation to do. They are trying to get this thrown out. And I do think at present it's looking very unlikely that it's going to get thrown out. But what they will do is sort of stymie it, keep on delaying it, keep on delaying and delaying in the hope, I think, that Miss Giuffre and her lawyers will give up. But they seem to me as if they won't.
And for Prince Andrew then, over the last couple of months, there have been numerous reports that he'd been hoping to resume his work with the royal family. That doesn't seem to be in the offing.
No, I think that doesn't seem to be in the offing at all. Certainly, I think Prince Andrew has believed he can rehabilitate himself through charity work. But certainly, Prince Andrew has a very tainted legacy at the moment. He is not popular. And I think it's going to be very difficult next year in the Platinum Jubilee. Of course, I think the royal family might want him to take part, but I think the public will not. I think that certainly some people may believe that Andrew is innocent till proven guilty. But still, those who believe one is innocent till proven guilty will still say he is dodging justice and putting himself really above the law by saying he doesn't have to go to court when any other of us in the same position would have to. So I think that at the moment, Andrew's popularity is very low. I think he's seen as damaging the royal family, as damaging the reputation of the royal family. And really, he will not ever be back on the public stage. I think it's never going to happen. He's retired for good now.
All right, we leave it there. Professor Kate Williams, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Now, seeking better pay, a new desk or a hybrid work plan, we have advice next on how to negotiate with the boss.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.